Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Orioles just took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, trying to stabilize a little bit. Kansas City, not a powerful team in regards to home runs hit, but they're on kind of a heater. Orioles just trying to start May on a much more positive note than most of April went for them. We'll talk to Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com, about that. Ryan Ripken will be joining us, Ripken with Ryan, coming up at noon. If you want to comment on it, big story in the Baltimore Sun today, written by Jacob Calvin Meyer. I think it was. How the players are like, all this, BS about the loss to clubhouse. First of all, most people haven't been in it, right, which is true. You try to get your little tidbits to try to stir a narrative that's not true. They're like, no, that is not true at all. We've got his back 100%. We have to play better. It's as simple as that.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Marlon Humphrey.
Right.
Zach Wurst keeming us up. We're sucking. Well, he didn't name the couple of guys that were, but he said it's not the coaching, it's the execution of things. You know, Brandon Hyde's not going, I know you got second and third, nobody out. Why don't you pop out the left field? And the next two guys, yes, go ahead and strike out. They fight for him, and they're fighting. Are they bad? Sure. Until they get to 500, we can't even get. Hey, Kansas City was stinking a week and a half ago. Then they got hot. They were 6 games below 500. Orioles aren't done, but they're in trouble until they prove otherwise. So that series starts tonight against the Royals.
You know where a lot of that stuff comes from, Bob, is like
angry fans?
No. Well, like where the media gets it, that the players aren't happy. A lot of times, because players don't talk, you know, most times they don't talk unless they're, you know, angry. But agents are the ones that media call. How's your player doing? Well, you know, he's.
Well, there's always an unnamed source within the organization.
Oh, no doubt.
That starts popping off.
Yep.
About
things. I've been there. Yeah, well, no doubt.
What do you think, Nolan? I know you're not against firing Brandon Hyde if things continue to spiral.
I stand by it.
But are you buying that the clubhouse is in disarray and they all hate Brandon Hyde and this is all just window dressing for the fans?
I mean, the team that I've seen for 90% of the year suggests that they didn't want to be there. I mean, just the way that they were playing, the way that they were performing, that's my observation as a fan. They're 100% right. We're not in the clubhouse, so we're kind of making assumptions. But my whole point was that if he did lose the locker room or if he wasn't getting this team to show improvement or be able to dig themselves out of this early season hole, then you can't rule out firing the manager.
Now, like when Ray Miller replaced Davey Johnson back in the 90s, he lost the clubhouse. I mean, that was a team that had been a back-to-back ALCS. They had all these veteran players. It was more of a veteran, Layton. It wasn't a young team. That was a veteran team. And Mike Bordick will tell you, who was on said team, that Ray Miller lost. He won on one post-game presser when they did it from his office. Where he's like, go ask them. The other one's making all the money. Why don't you ask them, paraphrasing, why they're five games below 500 or something stupid like that. Brandon Hyde would never do that. And that comes with some level of respect. And by the way, for those of us who watch the games, yeah, they suck now. They have won more than any team in baseball other than the Dodgers going back to 2 years. So there is a track record of success, not just some doofus with his finger up his nose watching things pass in front of him with no clue what's really happening.
I think a lot of it, Nolan, is because these guys are young and because they compete their ass off when the game's tight. I don't think they're all used to being high draft picks, greatest at what they've done. They don't know how to handle. You get down five. They don't know how to handle the adversity.
Well, I disagree with that to some level because they were one of the best teams in baseball coming from behind 2 years ago. I don't think they've known how to handle this losing for the better part of 7 months.
That could be.
As we've talked about it a billion times. This is the first adversity they faced long term. They were down 5-0 last year. 5-0 second inning, you thought they were done? Hell no. They were going to come back, make it a ball game, and more often times than not, win it. Now they're down 5-0, might as well be 15-0 until they change that narrative. Yeah, the adversity they're facing now is, since July 1st of last year, we suck.
And the record says
that they suck.
The article that Jacob wrote, I mean, I wouldn't expect...
Oh, where's JCM? Thank you.
Right. I was just going off of you. Oh, okay. I didn't look. I'm sorry.
Thanks for backing me
whoever
up.
Whoever wrote
like Shaq and Billy Ray Bates last week.
Anyway. Following your lead. Anyway, I wouldn't expect anyone to go on the record in the media this early in the season and say, oh, no, Hyde sucks. But is that truly how they feel about him? I mean, how many times on this show have we talked about or assumed that guys are rubbed the wrong way about the lineup changes every day?
Well, I'm sure there's frustration.
Right. So, I mean, it's not like everything is hunky-dory across the board, but if they have his back, I'll admit that stuff that matters. It does matter. And it's better than the alternative, which is a mutiny or players publicly going out there saying, oh, this guy stinks, get him out of here.
Well, the other thing is I think, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I think being a baseball manager might be the most difficult of all sports. Biggest reason, I mean, I've been in one clubhouse.
It was Jacob Calvin Meyer. I just had to confirm that. JCM, what's up, boy?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.